B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
On Beasley Media Group Station, home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1. Mani, Roy, and Loren.
I have peed in a pool.
That's us. You would hate working with us.
It was somebody really hot, and you're like, I can't give it up. This, like, on day one, you wear the most awful pair of panties.
Kiss 95.1.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
It is 6:02 a.m. on January 25th, 2021.
We set it in surround sound.
Lauren and I yelled good morning, like, just
together.
Yeah, it's cute.
See if you can hit it again. You ready? 3, 2, 1.
Good morning!
That sounds like the worst morning show. Like, I hate that.
I know.
I hate that.
So peppy. You're like, oh, it's 6:02. Jesus, let me have my coffee.
I said on Friday that we would be playing a Kanye West song as our first song of the day.
You got it?
I am a man of my word. People were guessing it. It's the first Kanye song I remember hearing.
I hate it.
You hate the song?
You played it for me Friday, and I'm like, really, dude?
But oh, it's good.
Listen, I think everybody else is going to love it. I think I'm just a Kanye hater.
You did hype it a lot, and producer Nicole just told us in our ear before we came on that somebody went on Twitter and said, this Kanye song better be worth it.
It's not Stronger. It's before that. It's from his 2005 album, Late to Register, I think it was called. Here we go. Kanye, your Monday morning song with the Mani, Roy, and Loren Show.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Come up
Kanye.
In the spot looking extra fly. For the day you die, you gon' touch the sky.
Yes.
You gon' touch the sky, baby girl.
We're all gonna touch the sky
Come
today.
Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day you die, you gon' touch the sky. Yes.
How'd I do, Roy?
Did you get this on YouTube?
I had to find the clean version.
Like, bro, I was like, do we not afford? Can we not afford the good?
That's Lupe Fiasco. Where's that carpet?
I'm back on the block like I'm laying on the street. I'm trying to stop lying like a mum bra, but I'm not lying when I'm laying on the beat. On God, a touche, Lupe, cool as the unthaw, but I still feel possessed as a gun charge. Become as correct as a porn star. In the fresh pair of steps and my best phone call. So, I represent the first. Now let me end my verse right where the horns are. Like, I gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day you die, you gon' touch the sky. You gon' touch the sky, baby girl. Testify. Come up in the
Positive
spot
Kanye.
Looking extra fly. For the day you die, you gon' touch the sky.
Love it. Mani, Roy, and Loren, Kiss 95.1, your Monday morning song has come and gone. Let me know how I did, producer Nicole, what the social media is saying.
To the person that woke up specifically for that, I hope it was everything and more. I really hope we did it for you.
All right, Loren, what's the one thing you want to tell us this morning? What's going on in your world?
So not only did I not leave my house all weekend, which I'm actually pretty proud of, on Friday, I had to do something to a friend, and I felt really bad about it at first. And then I was like, you know what? Why do I feel bad about that? I forget sometimes that there's like a whole subsidy of people that life is like gone on right now, right? Like coronavirus, you have no idea that it's a thing. You probably are young and healthy and maybe don't care, but you're still flying and you're going places.
Right.
I had a friend, I guess it was like a week and a half ago, post a picture of themselves and their wife on Facebook on a plane, cups up, no mask, like
living it up.
Living it up.
Are you sure it wasn't a throwback pic?
No, 100%. They were on their way to go skiing in Colorado.
Okay.
So my husband and I have this whole like sub conversation via text over it. And I was like, I can't believe they're on a plane without a mask on. I'm being so judgy, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why am I being so judgy? Well, Dallas then goes and comments on the picture, starts a whole thing on Facebook. And then that one of our friends that was in the picture was here in Charlotte on business on Friday and sent a text message to Dallas and I that was like, hey, I'm in town, finished early, would love to stop by and meet the new addition.
We haven't really technically met the new edition, dude.
Right.
I mean, we've seen Jax in person, but I haven't held him.
So I text Dallas, and I'm like, there's no way David is coming anywhere near this house. I was like, David, love him to death. David. Ew, David. So I'm like, I'm just going to go ghost on him. I'm not going to tell him, you know, anything. But Dallas texts him back because he's a nice person. He's like, dude, you got to give us more of a heads up. So he makes a nice excuse.
Yeah, right, right.
But like, I'm like, dude, coronavirus, hello. I'm like, you're not coming near my kids. Love you, Mina. You're on a plane.
Yeah.
You flew here. You have no idea that there's anything going on.
And I kind of had a I have a friend who's a chiropractor, not the great Dr. Marco, who we love, another friend of mine, and we are so, he is so anti-vaccination and so anti-virus, like he, and he might be right, like maybe our bodies can fight this thing,
right.
And like maybe we don't need to duck and weave it as much as we are, okay,
but
like even if you get sick, a lot of people survive. I don't want to take that chance.
Right.
I'm sorry, bro. I don't feel like you do.
That is your prerogative.
Right.
This is my prerogative. It doesn't matter who's right, but just
yeah, like my biggest fear is getting stuck in the guest room for 2 weeks.
Right.
It is a box. It is a prison. I do not want to quarantine in the guest room, and that's why I don't do anything.
Right.
I choose scientists to believe them. That's
right.
That's my vote.
No, it's true.
They're smarter than me.
Right.
But listen,
and a lot of people
been...
are surviving this thing. I get it.
And you know what? My friend's been on 15 airplanes whipping a nay-nay, yeah. And his wife's a pilot. He hasn't been sick yet. So,
right.
But you know what? That works for you.
Yeah.
I sneezed and broke a rib. I'm not getting this virus. I am fragile. I am so fragile.
So anyway, I felt bad. And
that's
then
okay.
I didn't.
And can we all stop with the last minute things? What's wrong with
right.
people in that? I've been a big fan of canceling that for a long time.
What about you, Roy? What's the one thing you want to tell us?
Okay, so my dad turned 50. He turned 50 coming up in a week, but my sister threw him kind of a small party. By the way, when I say party, it's him and my sister and the grandbaby. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Like, it's not
right.
No friends over.
You didn't rent a tent.
No. And I guess I didn't realize it was his 50th because Alyssa's like, yeah, you know, we got a big 5-0 in the yard. He doesn't know about it. And I got the house decorated. And I'm like, what? And I'm sitting there going, I just thought he was like going to come over for pizza and you guys were going to give him gifts. I didn't realize you're trying to make I forgot he's turning 50. I thought he was like 49. And then two, I wasn't prepared for it. And so
are you upset that you didn't make it?
No, I guess if I would have realized it was his 50th birthday. Yeah, I am upset.
Okay.
I am upset because if I realized it was his 50th birthday and they were going through all this trouble behind the scenes mm-hmm. of making something special, I would have quarantined, got tested, and went up there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I would have
contributed. Like, you didn't even know anything was...
I didn't even really
yeah.
know that they were doing all of this. I knew that he was coming over. I knew that they were...
Your fault or theirs that you didn't know? Did you not do enough research?
I think it's me. I think it's because I should have been like, oh, hey, it's his 50th birthday. What are y'all doing?
Mm-hmm.
But instead, I was just like, oh, I'll just send up a card in the mail.
I can't get past the fact that Roy's dad is 50 and Manny, because you are the same age as my husband. You guys are 45, right?
I'm about to turn 46 in April.
Okay, so 46 this year. And I can't wrap it around my brain that my boy Roy's dad is almost 50. The same age as my husband.
Yeah, my parents had me young, man.
Roy's got a friend who's his dad's age.
Yeah, I do. Randy.
You got
Randy,
two of them.
Randy's my dad's
you
age.
Got three of them. Me, Dallas, you,
yeah.
Randy.
He's
Roy only
soul.
Hangs out with people in their 50s.
I think I have dad issues.
I'll tell you real quick my one thing. I forgot to put stuff in my hair this morning, and my haircut is my senior. It's like the same hairstyle I had senior year. It's like kind of, I'll post a picture of it. I don't know. Like, look at me.
You're looking extra fluffy.
It looks like I'm wearing a toupee.
Bad toupee at that. What is going on?
What is going on? I forgot. I got out of the shower, brushed my teeth, started my car, and just like went out of the house.
I like the hair, bud.
No,
you
thanks,
rock
bud.
It.
Thanks, bud. All
you
right. Let's get him early morning mind bender, Roy. I feel groggy. Football all day yesterday. We know the Super Bowl is going to be Tom Brady yeah. and the Tampa Bay Bucks going up against Patrick Mahomes.
I want to talk to you off the air about that.
Okay. Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs are back.
Okay.
So I watched football all day yesterday. I'm groggy. I need a good, tricky question to get me going.
All right. I hope I'll stump you. Coming up next.
Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
I just went into a Power 98 studio to play a little prank with No Limit Larry.
Yeah.
In the Morning Madhouse.
How'd that go?
Not good, because as soon as I walked in, they went on the air. And then I tried to sneak out with the prop that I brought in, but I banged the door, and I'm sure it went over the air.
I am going to find it very hard to believe that you did not mean to bang the prop on the door.
I swear I didn't. I respect...
Manny.
With the passing of Larry King, you know now more than ever, I have respect for broadcasting, radio and TV, and I would not.
Because I remember a lot of stories that involved a VCR slammed up against the walls of your high school because you thought it was funny.
Yeah, dude. I used to have to go down and get the VCR and bring the TV back to the classroom.
And bang it against the wall.
It was all quiet. And then, like, when you cut the turn too tight, yeah. You ram it into the door by accident. You're like, oh, sorry. That's not what I did, I swear. But I'll tell you what. Larry did something. And tell me if you think we should do this. Are you ready?
Okay.
Yeah. Larry comes on. He goes, there's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. 45 degrees rain today.
We used to do that.
Should we go back to the weather?
We used to do that, and then we were told to stop.
No. I think if it's notable, like, it's supposed to rain for, I think, the next 3 days.
Because remember, I used to open up every break, and I'd be like, 626, Kiss 95.1, showers. Like, I used to do time and temp.
Yeah.
I used to do that every time we open up a break, yeah. And then our boss said that... Okay.
I personally like it, because I'm so out of touch, I never know what day it is.
I know.
Well, it is going to rain the next couple days, but get this, it's going to be like 72 tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's warm.
I know.
I believe it, because it's warm out this morning.
Yeah, I just wore a sweater. I didn't even need a jacket. Okay, so let's get to a Roy's Mind Bender. Let's see if I can stomp your brains. This one involves couples, so you, Loren, you, Manny, should have a advantage.
All right. If you think you know the answer to this Mind Bender, you got to call us. You can't text us the answer. We only take the right answer if you call us.
Here we go. Over half of couples. Over half. Of couples say they would argue less because of this. If over half of couples say they would argue less if they just did this. 704-570-9595.
Wait a minute. Isn't this the one that I gave 2 weeks ago? And isn't the answer eat?
Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah. The one that you gave a few weeks ago was very similar, and we all went through everything, like eating,
no one
listening.
Said eating.
You were like, this causes argument. But this is a little, this is different. Over half said they would argue less because of this, and it's not eating.
Apologize?
Nope.
Children?
Nope. All good answers.
You see how happy Loren and I are in our marriages. Actually told us that they loved us at some point and were attractive.
Hugged us.
Show signs of affection.
All right, 704-570-9595. Is North Carolina going to win this one, or is South Carolina going to win it? I feel like South Carolina has won the last couple to prove that they're the smarter Carolina.
Over half of couples say they would argue less if they did this. 704-570-9595.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We got a Mind Bender on the table. Help you get your brains in order for a Monday. 47 degrees, showers today.
That was good fun.
Thanks, dude. I'm going to work that in because I heard No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse do it.
Overhead, this is your Morning Mind Bender. Over half of couples say they would argue less if they did this. Over half of couples say they would argue less if they did this. 704-570-9595. Ozzy in Gastonia, what do you think it is?
I think it's attention.
Over half of couples say they would argue less if they did this. Give each other attention is incorrect. This is, should I give a hint, Manny?
Sure, go for it.
This is nothing to do with an emotional thing involving your relationship, nor intimate thing.
Okay. All right, Ozzy. Good guess. Incorrect.
This is CJ Mint Hill. What do you think it is?
I think it's moving furniture.
Ah, the secret code word of moving furniture is incorrect. It's not anything physical towards the relationship either.
Okay, this all right. Good guess, CJ.
This is a tangible thing.
in all fairness, CJ didn't have a chance to rethink after the clue was given.
Right.
I also have another clue that I'm pretty sure would give it away to you guys in the room. I don't know about the audience.
Okay.
Because I know it specifically is about your relationships.
Okay.
But what irritates Dallas and what irritates Amanda is two different things.
Is it?
I think. Oh. Wait, give me the question again.
Over half of couples say they would argue less if they did this.
Okay, then I think I know it with that hint.
Okay.
Yeah, something that Lorraine and I have in common.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, this is Ben and Rock Hill. You're on with Manny Roy and Lorraine.
Maybe just, you know, spend more time together, go out on a date.
That is what would be a logical answer, Ben, but no, that is not the correct answer.
That's a good guess.
Again, it's something tangible, something you get. This is Tegan in Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny Roy and Lorraine Morning Show.
Hi, how are y'all?
We're doing well. Over half of couples say they would argue less if they had this.
I say that if the men would listen to the women.
That's called selective hearing.
Probably true, although incorrect.
Thanks, Tegan.
Let's talk with Brooke in Gastonia. What do you think it is, Brooke?
Brooke listening to the show having a good time. And Brooke, you got to turn your radio down, boo.
There's a delay.
I'm
we're like 40 seconds to the future.
Communication.
Okay.
And that's your answer is communication?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's incorrect.
Boy, but it sounds like everybody knows they need to work on that in their relationship.
Yeah.
The communication thing keeps popping up.
Okay, can I say another hint involving you guys in the room?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Because no one is correct so far.
Wow.
Over half of couples say they would argue less because of this. I'm sure Lorraine, in her relationship, does this. Manny, I'm not quite sure if you do this, but you're both guilty of it in some way or the other.
Oh, then I'm wrong what I think
Dude,
it was.
Dude, I have no idea what Amanda in Charlotte, good morning.
Good morning.
He says yours isn't right because he can see what you put on the board there, what producer Nicole put up. So tell Roy what it is real quick.
Vacations, getaways.
That is incorrect.
Sorry. Yeah. All right, let's give...
Separate vacations?
Pick a line between 1 and 10, Roy.
Lorraine, that is a good hint, but that's not that.
Maybe I am right. I think I'm right. Okay.
You are on the path to something that I know that in your relationship you have.
Okay.
I don't. I'm pretty sure, Manny, you don't
I know
have.
What it is
Pick
now.
A number between 1 and 12 because all the lines are lit up, Roy, and let's work this person through it.
11.
That's Lauren in Albemarle.
All right, Lauren, welcome to the Manny Roy and Lorraine Morning Show. What do you think it is? Over half of couples say they would argue less if they had this.
If they deleted social media.
That is incorrect.
All right, now walk her through it so we can get a win here.
How do I walk
her? Give her more hints.
Okay. Most of the time, both of you have this.
A job.
Okay. Especially if you've been in a long-term relationship or you're married. And sometimes when you first start dating, you don't have that. So it's better to be separate.
Okay, can I?
I mean, I don't know how to say it without saying it.
I think most long-term couples have this, but I think Roy is saying they should have separate ones.
Yes.
Oh, Lauren, you have that?
Separate houses?
Yes. Separate bedrooms, separate lives. No, that's not it. I think it's how you pay for all that.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's how you pay for the separate house. How about that?
Lauren, separate what?
Oh, separate houses?
No, it's not separate houses, but how do you pay for the house? You take money out of?
Oh, a bank account.
That's it. Okay. Hey. Over half of couples say they would argue less if they had separate bank accounts.
Ah.
Wow.
Lauren and Albemarle, you are the smartest person in the Carolinas this morning. We'll take that as a win.
So I don't know.
We had nobody else on hold had it. Delete social media, free time.
I think this is one of the first that I don't think anybody would have ever gotten it.
A couple people on text got it.
Did they?
But you got a call.
Think about it like it really makes sense, too.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know. We have separate bank accounts, and I can attest we don't fight less than anybody else.
Yeah, we have separate bank accounts, and I don't know. We get along pretty good, so maybe it's true. Yeah,
does my wife's secret credit card count as a separate bank account?
Kind of.
Yes.
All right. And Lauren, just to address something,
Lauren.
Don't argue less with the separate accounts because that's where you hide all your money from your husband. The fact is, he knows you have money hidden.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, you guys. We're going to come right back, and we're going to talk to producer Nicole, who did something really sweet with her grandma this weekend. We got to check in and see how it went. She told us on Friday she was going to do it. Don't go anywhere.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mani, Roy, and Lauren.
Producer Nicole told us on Friday, well, first off, on Thursday, she said, does anybody have a box? I need a box. Emptying out your office? Putting in your 2 weeks? What do you need a box for? She said she wanted to write a note for her grandma because she was going to go visit her grandma at a... Grandma's at a long-term healthcare facility?
Yes, assisted living facility.
Assisted living. And you got to go to her window?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about it.
It was sweet. I mean... It sucks that that's all you can do and all people have been able to do for the past year at this point. But, you know, it's definitely better than nothing. It was very bittersweet to be able to, like, hear her voice and look her in the face.
What did the sign say? Because I know that was a big thing. You didn't know what to write.
I just wrote, like, hey, I love you. We love you and miss you.
Well, that's nice.
Was she excited to see it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we left it, like, in front of the door. And you can leave things with, like, their room number. And then at whatever point, they'll come out and get it and deliver it to their room.
So how does this work? Are you outside of her window to her room? Or
yep.
Do you guys go to the lobby and you're...
No, they're all in their room. Some places are stricter than others. I know her place has been really strict, but they've also had zero outbreaks. So that's really good.
Okay.
Did she know you were coming?
Yeah.
There's some strangers banging on my window.
I can assure you she doesn't sound like that.
I have a generic old person voice. Leave me alone. I'm not attacking your grandma.
I know, but you need a southern, like, old person's voice, too.
I like it's the not. Northern one. I think it's funny.
Who's at the window? Somebody's calling at this hour? Somebody's calling.
It's 4 p.m.
I'm trying to watch my stories.
My stories.
Stories.
I'm glad you did it. That's sweet. Can we post a picture?
I don't have one.
What?
I mean,
you're the worst.
It's one of those things, especially me being off social media.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say it.
I'm living in the moment. I'm not doing something for likes.
I knew. As soon as she said she didn't have a photo, I'm like, it's because that stupid cancellation of social media.
I just want to do things to do them.
But don't you want to inspire others to make their grandparents feel special? Like, I don't have any living grandparents, but I would have loved to see that.
You're on a top-rated morning show. Next time you go see her, take a picture, and we're going to post it for content. I don't want to hear anything else.
I'm good.
Still to come.
Only we can turn a sweet moment into something sour. I'm joking with Nicole. That's awesome, man. I'm glad that she did that. Let's do this. Let's play a couple songs, get our heads back in order. And we're going to discuss something really funny. But think about this, everybody, Roy, Lauren, Nicole, and everyone listening. What's something about you? It could be a story, could be something from your past, could be something crazy about you. What's something about you that sounds fake, but is absolutely 100% true?
Okay.
We'll get into that coming up.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Lauren. Kiss 95.1.
Something that sounds about you, something that's about you that sounds fake but is true.
And by the way, when you give us a shout, it could be anything from, like, something physical, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, I got hit in the head with a bowling ball and I'm still here. You're like, what? That's fake. No. Like, you know what? I always find it funny when people drop a bowling ball on their foot because that just seems like a very cartoony thing.
Yeah. If you slipped on a banana peel. Like, what? How?
Yes.
My car drove over a banana peel, and I caused a 4-pal backup.
Right.
What?
What I always find interesting, and I don't know anybody who's done this, I backed out of the garage without opening it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what?
Like, how did you... How?
Right. And we won't judge you, but what's something about you that sounds fake when you tell it, but it is true? Who wants to go first in here?
Since I have a plethora, because I could talk for hours on the things that sound fake, but it's true.
That's true.
The caterpillar, number one thing for Ryan.
I think the number one thing is that I was bit by a caterpillar and ended up being hospitalized.
Now, we have talked about this story quite a bit on the air in the last 6 years.
Yeah, but that's the most, I think, ridiculous thing that's occurred.
You have a group of people, though. We created a group.
There's now a support group of us who's been attacked by these poisonous caterpillars, and we talk frequently.
Yeah. I could also say that something that sounds fake about Roy that is real is that he had to have 911 come and save him from when he fell into his foot fell through a vent on the floor.
Mm-hmm. I had 911 come save me when I was on a hayride tractor that crashed. Like, who gets on a hayride that crashes? It goes 4 miles per hour.
Roy is avidly against Halloween hayrides.
Yes.
Very against that. That's emotionally scarred.
What about you, Ren? What's something about you that sounds fake? The chateau?
I was going to say that Donald Trump was my boss at some point in my life.
That's a good one.
Doesn't that sound fake?
It does sound fake.
But when I was Miss Pennsylvania USA and competing for Miss USA in like 2008, Donald Trump owned the Miss Universe organization and he was technically my boss.
Yeah.
Did you meet him?
Yes.
What number did he rate you?
I was in his top five, apparently.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Right, Donnie.
Yeah.
Let's pump our brakes. It's not like the best thing in the world.
Well, listen.
Have you met my son, Eric?
Hey, I can say he's never grabbed me.
Okay. He does know beauty, though. He owned those pageants, man.
That's good, Larry. Thank you for clarifying. He didn't do that.
Yeah.
Mine would be when I moved to Little Rock, Arkansas from New Jersey to do my first morning show job. The host that I was working with, I was the only single one, and they wanted to live vicariously through me.
Uh-huh.
So they did a whole dating segment. And this woman called in, and she was a Arkansas state trooper. And she said she listens to the show every morning. And she called in, and she said her last name is Rockefeller and that she's related to the Rockefeller family.
Oh.
So at one point, and by the way, the date never happened, but I remember calling my dad that day and going, Pop, guess who I have a potential date with? A Rockefeller. And my dad's like, regardless of what she looks like, you go on that date.
Oh, my gosh.
It's my dad.
Hey, there's money there.
Lock it up, son.
I don't know why you didn't pursue that.
I forget why. I don't think we ever heard from her again.
All right, this is Brad and Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ren Morning Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. We want to know something about you that sounds fake but is true.
All right, you're probably not going to believe me, but so I always tell people when I was a kid about 19 years ago, I was riding my bike, and I fell off and I hit my head on the curb, and ever since then I've been able to play the piano flawlessly.
You're kidding? That's
nope.
So cool, man! You see that in movies?
Did you start speaking other languages too?
No, not that, but. I don't know. It was just something that, like, after the accident happened, I was walking around, like, a Circuit City with my mom, and I just walked into this keyboard. I started messing around with it, and she was floored by, like, my talent and what, like, how I was playing.
So you never had lessons or anything?
Nope, never had any lessons. No one in my family has ever played. My parents have no other explanation. It's just, it's not like I can read music or anything. I can just kind of jam out.
It's like the people who say they had a past life. Maybe my past life was a piano player. I guess his was, you know,
Brad Amadeus.
Yeah, he was Mozart.
did you ever ask like an expert opinion? Like, because I would love a doctor to like scan your brain and be like, oh yeah, you hit the piano part of your brain.
Yeah, I brought it up to a bunch of doctors, and they a couple of them say it's possible because of where my head was bruised when I fell and hit the curb.
Hmm.
So It's a thing, I guess.
All right. Thanks, Brad. Brad fell off his bike and could play piano. That does sound really fake, by
yeah,
the way.
It does.
You cannot tell that to anyone. 704 says, I came out of my doctor's office one day and got into what I thought was my vehicle, but was most definitely not. My key fob opened a van identical to mine, but most definitely not mine, LOL. I was mortified. I was hit by a parked car.
How do you get hit by a parked car?
I was walking by and they hit the button to open their trunk door thing in their van and it hit me in the head.
That's funny.
That's
when
a good
you
text.
Do the auto open.
That's a good text.
Yeah. My aunt ran my foot over when she was letting me out in the carpool line in fifth grade and I did not break my foot. Like she ran my foot over with a car.
That's a good story.
Mm-hmm.
It does sound fake.
By the way, here's Brad.
Remember when the cat would wander around the piano at night and scare the out of the entire family? Middle of the night, you hear like, what is it?
That's Brad before
uh-huh.
he fell off his bike, just nonsense. And then after he fell off his bike.
Well, it's just boots. It's okay. It's just boots. Half hour later, you hear something like.
Right after. There he is.
And it sounded really good. Wasn't that weird?
Dana Carvey, stand-up comedy. I knew this kid who fell off a bike and couldn't play the piano. And then afterwards, he was great. He was Mozart. All right, keep them coming. We'll put a lot more up on the rap party.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Just a little over 30 minutes from now, right at 8 a.m. this morning, your first shot of the week at $10,000, the Kiss cash code. Every 2 hours after 8 a.m., you got a shot at $10,000, plus you get $500 just for texting the code word we give you to the number 45911. Easy number to remember, 45911.
So last year, Sterling, my fiance, and I were part of this beer show where you take a beer drinker and a non-beer drinker and you taste test a bunch of beers, and the person that doesn't really drink beer gives you honest feedback. That's me. And so we went up to D9 Brewing up in Cornelius and tried a bunch of their beers for this YouTube show, and it was a lot of fun. You know, because Sterling loves beer, and I'm more of a wine mm-hmm. and bourbon guy. I can't really get over the taste. I can't get on with the taste of beer. In fact, the first time we all met in this studio was at a brewery, and I was going up to the brewery asking if they had vodka sodas, because I was like, I don't.
Yeah.
Which why a brewery would ever have vodka and sodas. But
some of them do now.
Yeah.
Like back when we first got together, the breweries were very much strictly just the brewery.
Yeah.
The episode got released over the weekend. And so I wanted to watch it because we filmed it so long ago, I can't even tell you what we said. Like, I can't even remember it. And then, so we sit down and Sterling is cringing. My fiance hates it. But he wants to, he's like me, we filmed it so long ago, he wants to make sure that it looks good. And, you know, we're sitting there watching it, and I'm, by the way, cracking up laughing. I think I'm the funniest I've ever been.
Yeah. You mean watching it? You're laughing?
While watching it, I'm like, this
totally
is...
Totally satisfied.
This is the best episode.
It sounds about right.
I am so into myself, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And he is cringing. He's like, I can't get over my voice. It's, you know, as everyone is. And he's like, how do you do it? How do you get over the fact of seeing yourself and hearing yourself? I'm like, well... When every single morning you do something that you regret publicly, I'm like, you just get used to it.
Good point.
Like, it just gets easier in time. But now my fiance is also not the type who is ever, he hates the attention. He hates the spotlight, hates it when I talk about him. We've had many, many arguments over that. And so the fact that I even peeled him to this brewery to do this was shocking.
A big step.
And so we're watching it, and you could tell he's not enjoying the as much as I am. And at one point in the show, he goes, we're about to drink like a stout beer.
Okay.
That tastes like German. What's it? Black Forest cake or something?
Okay.
Like
yep.
a chocolate.
Chocolate cake. And Sterling says, you know, I'm a quarter German, and I used to eat this cake all the time when I was younger. And I drank it, and he gave his remarks on it. I probably said it was gross or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we were watching it back, he goes, oh, I lied right there. I was like, what? Now, at the time, it was just a little benign comment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm a quarter German. I would eat cakes like this all the time. And then, but then we played it back. He goes, why did I lie? And I'm like, why did you lie?
So random, that's too.
Like, why would you lie about eating German chocolate cake? Who cares?
It's those little white lies that we tell sometimes just, and I don't know why, but you're right. We do.
And it's, I guess maybe he was trying to be entertaining for the camera and he's not ever on camera. So he was nervous about, you know, the dead air or something.
Just word vomited. I'm a quarter German.
Yeah, he word vomited that he's German and that he would eat German chocolate cake all the time.
Who is he, Hilaria Baldwin?
It's like, what?
What do we call that when Alec Baldwin's wife said she was from Spain and
oh.
it turned out she wasn't? It was something. There's an actual term, and it's like expending the truth. It's something like that.
Embellishing?
No, it wasn't embellishing. Oh. It was a different term, but...
Oh, but I thought that was so funny that he lied for no reason.
Wow. He's putting on a show.
And let me tell you how quickly I wanted to dig into an argument and be like, and see, this is why whenever I'm on the radio, sometimes I embellish the truth to make it entertaining.
Yeah.
You know, but...
But we have spouses and partners who wish we would lie more on the radio.
Yeah.
Like, I get in trouble for being too open and honest on the radio.
Too.
You know, we all kind of do.
Yeah.
So that was fun. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Where can people find this this show? Do you know?
It's on, so we
can see more of the house of lies you guys are spewing.
By the way, at what point I describe as one of D9's beers as if there's oak in the like bark in the bottom. Like, that's how descriptive
you
I am.
No idea. Fake news.
I'm like, this tastes like there's bark in it. I guess you can go to D9 Brewing's Instagram, okay. And then I think it's on YouTube somewhere.
Okay.
Only me and Sterling's watched it, probably. But yeah, you see Sterling lie.
That's funny.
For no reason. None.
That's good stuff. All right, we're going to play Can't Beat Loren next. Don't go anywhere.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren.
Bring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
Sarah, happy Monday. Welcome to the Meanie Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hey, you're playing Can't Beat Loren today.
Yeah, I'm excited.
It's a first time for Sarah, it says here on the board.
Yeah, I've never even called you guys before. This morning, like, my 9-year-old had Dunkin' Donuts. The baby's not screaming. So I was like, okay.
Awesome. Well, we're happy to have you.
All right, throw her out so we can throw you a win.
Okay, going out.
I'm going.
All right, Loren's putting her headphones down, walking out of the studio, and she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
Roy, I'd like you to add headphones down, walking out of the studio, masking up, now in the hallway.
Yeah.
Just so people understand, we take it serious around here.
She's masked.
Super Bowl 55 is all set, Sarah. Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs are going to face off against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and what former Patriot quarterback who is back again?
Tom Brady.
Larry King passed away on Saturday after making a career interviewing celebrities and newsmakers for over 60 years. He had a long-running show from 1985 to 2010 on what news network?
Bro, I'm going to say NBC.
Question 3. Dave Chappelle has tested positive for COVID-19 and is now in quarantine. He was around Elon Musk, who luckily has tested negative. True or false, Elon Musk invented Tesla cars.
False.
Question 4. Halsey has officially canceled her 2021 Manic Tour. What former rapper did she used to date that she has a song with titled Him and I?
Oh my goodness, I have no idea.
I'll give you a hint. It's G something.
G-Money?
Question 5. Kristen Cavallari and Jay Cutler have confused their fans with an Insta picture, and they both posted it over the weekend with a real cryptic message. You might know Kristen from MTV, but we know Jay from playing what sport?
Football, Chicago Bears.
All right. Come on in, Loren. Clearly, she knows her sports stuff.
I was going to say, I thought the hardest question she breezed through. Like, I was like, oh, no one's going to get that one.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. How'd Sarah do?
Sarah got two correct.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, man, that's awful.
No.
It's all for fun. Here we go.
It's not awful. It's just not good.
Stop. It's her first time, too. And I haven't heard the questions yet. They could be hard.
Okay.
Question number one. Super Bowl 55 is set. Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs will face off against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and what former Patriots quarterback?
Tom Brady. Yeah. Tom Terrific. I would have known that.
I got it wrong. I know. But you would have gotten it anyway. Yeah. You know that.
I'm going to give her a no, though. A big X on that.
Since my mistake cost you.
Wait, you gave me an X?
Yeah, I did, because he said Tom. Lorraine, I don't know if you know this. I don't know if you know this. We want the listener to win, not you. So,
Larry King passed away on Saturday after making a career interviewing celebrities and newsmakers for over 60 years. He had a show, very popular, from 1985 to 2010 on what news network?
I really should know this, but I'm going to take a guess here and say CNN.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Sarah said NBC. It is 1-1.
Dave Chappelle has tested positive for COVID-19 and is now in quarantine. He was around Elon Musk, who luckily has tested negative. True or false, Elon Musk invented the Tesla cars.
True.
That is correct. Sarah said false. 2-1.
Halsey has officially canceled her 2021 Manic Tour, and I know producer Nicole's upset about that. Mm-hmm. What former rapper did she used to date that she has a song with titled Him and I?
G-Eazy.
That is correct. Unfortunately, though, Sarah said G-Money.
We tried to help her.
Mm. It's currently 3-1.
All right, Kristen Cavallari and Jay Cutler have confused their fans with an Instagram picture that they both posted over the weekend with a cryptic message. You may know Kristen from MTV, but we know Jay from playing what sport?
Football.
That is correct. Final score, 4-2. Lauren, you got 43 wins.
Sarah.
I know.
At least you know your sports.
I'm Sarah from Mooresville, and I can't beat Lauren.
Thanks for playing, Sarah.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too.
And speaking of sports, you know, the Super Bowl is set, and I was reading the stat for Tom Brady. Tom Brady has been in 18% of our Super Bowls. 18% of our Super Bowls. That's a high number.
I know it is.
That's crazy.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mamie, Roy, and Loren.
We got your chance to win $10,000. It is the KISS cash code. Another keyword coming up in less than 10 minutes. Don't go any for that. We also have your $500 bonus this hour.
Okay, so I've been open and honest about marriage counseling here on the Mamie, Roy, and Loren show.
Right.
I had no idea how close my wife was to serving me papers. But I guess it was pretty close because she says she was thinking about looking at apartments in 2013 or 14. And I'm like, really? It was that bad? We had a lot on our plate, though. We had just moved here, got a new job, had Dean.
Lot of life changes at once.
Right. And then, like, the show that I first worked with moved to Atlanta, and I'm like, no. And then you guys came along, and I was like, yeah. And
A lot of things happened.
Was a lot. So Amanda's like, listen, I have one request. Like, to make this marriage work, we have to work at it, and I want to start marriage counseling. And I have heard that marriage counseling is, like, the first step to divorce.
It was the death of the marriage.
It was like the nail in the marriage.
Yeah.
And 5 years, almost 6 years later, I could tell you it's not. Like, it is so fantastic. We don't use our counselor as a referee anymore.
Sorry.
Thank you, Loren, for the yay bell.
That's the real yay bell.
I'm more right than Amanda, I find out. Yay bell. But no, we don't use her as a referee. Like, for a while when we first started, I'd be like, all right, listen to this scenario.
Let me tell you what she did.
And then she would go, well, listen, you won't believe what he did. Mm-hmm. And she's like, listen, I'm not a ref. Do you guys want to make this thing work? If so, then stop coming to me with your issues and start working on what I'm telling you.
Right.
And she said something on Friday after 5.5 years of working with her that she's never brought up. And I love her. And she said, don't ever use this word in a relationship.
And it's something that a lot of people use and that we here in the studio use.
You want to take a go at it or
something
no?
Something you can say on the radio, clearly.
Yeah, I mean, I think we do. But in a you can use it out of the relationship and it's okay. But in a relationship, don't ever say you never.
You never.
Don't ever say never because it's not true. And our marriage count, and I know you're like, eh, not as big as I thought, but our marriage counselor was like, don't ever say to Steven, me, you never have the kids ready for bed on time,
mm-hmm.
because that's just not true. And when you say that, it angers the person you say that to.
Because they're going, that's not true.
Because you think right. it's a fleeting thing, and it's just like, okay, obviously I didn't mean you never. I'm just telling you.
Right.
And our marriage counselor is like, no, don't do that. Be more specific about the actual event. Don't just sit there and be like, you know, you never get off the couch and you look perplexed, Loren.
Well, because I'm thinking, like, how else would you were? Like, I understand that that's not the truth, but what do you say then? Nine times out of ten, you don't have the kids ready for bed. Like, how is she wanting you to say it?
Maybe it's like, I've noticed occasionally, maybe that. Like, I've.
Well, first of all, if you want to go a little deeper,
kind of
what you have to do as a in relationships, not you so much, Roy, because you and Sterling have your own thing with no kids.
Yeah. And we're gay and we get a pass. So it's perfect.
That's so okay. not true. You have the same issue. I remember you proposed and then like 2 days later you came in with like a marriage issue. You were like, yeah, that's what happens, bro.
Welcome to life.
Like set up expectations. It sounds stupid. But set up expectations. Like Amanda comes home at 5. She's like, babe, what's your expectation for tonight? Dinner? Is there a game on you want to watch? Because I have to do my hair. That's what Amanda will say.
Mm.
Which means that like I need you on double time with the kids
mm-hmm.
and, you know, give me the chance to get into the tub and get my hair going. You hate counseling? I can't believe the look you're shooting
me. I don't hate counseling because what you're saying makes sense, but I'm trying to apply it to my situation.
Okay.
And I'm like, I'm Lauren's having a like, really hard time.
Lauren's like, but he literally never does this.
I mean, let's use it as an example. What would you say to Dallas typically in during your day?
Okay. My whole thing is like, I try to set up expectations. So I will say, instead of saying, hey, what time are you going to be home from Timmy's house? I will say, realistically, what time are you going to be home from Timmy's house? I'm just trying to plan if I should order out or cook or what time I should. Are you calling Dallas?
No, I'm not calling Dallas. Oh. I'm calling Amanda.
Or what time I should feed the baby. Because depending upon what you're doing, I'm trying to set the rest of my life,
mm-hmm.
basically.
Your call has been forwarded.
But I don't ever really get a real answer from Dallas because this is not like a marital issue. This is just a personal thing that he has. He's never on time for anything.
Okay. So that might be true.
But you too, by the way.
Because of him. It has rubbed up on me in our marriage.
I was about to say, let's not act like you're a saint at timing.
I would always be on. Before I married Dallas, I was very punctual. And now I can't fight the good fight anymore. So you want to say
you're never on time for anything. You're never ready.
Pretty much.
Well, if that's true, then that's something that he needs to work on.
But that's not true because you guys are on time. When we were getting our concealed gun permit, you guys showed up on time.
That's because I lied to him about the time.
But,
well, he needs to work on that. That's
means. I know. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
If that's an actual issue, my therapist would say that is something, Dallas, that you need to work on then because
it's
clearly.
It's not just accusatory.
It's not. You're not using it in an accusatory way. My wife also texted me. She said she can't pick up right now, but she also texted and said the other word was always. So never and always.
Okay.
Because it's
they're one in the same though, basically.
Because it's never, never, and it's
or you never always, always. Yeah, I get it.
Oh,
that's deep.
You always is mine. Like I would say that a lot.
You always leave dishes in the sink.
You always get on me for not paying attention to the kids.
Yeah,
and the therapist is like, or the marriage counselor is like, but does she always? It's hurtful.
Mm-hmm.
Those are hurtful words, really. And I just thought that was interesting. I wanted to share it with you this morning.
That's good advice. I'm glad we talked that out.
You gonna use it?
No.
I'll try.
She says it's a load of crap.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren
show. It seems like everybody texting is getting it. Everybody but Ren's understanding it.
Loren's too hostile for therapy.
That's never gonna work. He always does something wrong.
All right, we're gonna get you $10,000 richer and got that $500 bonus. It's called the Kiss Cash Code. That code word's coming up next. Do not go anywhere. We're just gonna play Lizzo. Good as hell, and then we're going to play for money, so don't go anywhere. I remember I had a sash because I was the hall monitor in the base.
You wore a sash, Loren.
Yeah, but mine was because I was a nerd. You were because you're beautiful.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
We're going to have a lot of fun with this segment because you don't need to be in one specific situation to get what you want. But it's a simple question. And think about it. Is it from your parents, from your partner, from your kids? What do you do to get what you want? How do you pull it off? How do you get what you want? 704-570-9595. What's your special trick to get what you want in life? Maybe even from the boss. Each story will be different. 704-570-9595. Producer Nicole, you could play too, because I want to know, like, how do you get what you want from, like, your dad? Like, if you have to call dad.
Yeah, I am really bad about getting what I want because I don't compromise. And that's a really awful trait. Like,
back to marriage counseling.
And it's really not even necessarily about my relationship. It could just be even about you guys. Let's say you wanted to go to lunch with me and I didn't like the restaurant. Instead of me going, well, what about this? I'd be like, nah, okay, you guys go.
I'm out.
I'm out. Mm-hmm. I'm out. I want to go eat here. You know, and so that's like really bad. That's a really bad trait of mine.
You could sell us, though, by saying, like you did the other day. I ended up putting the McDonald's app on my phone because you and Nicole sold the 25 Thursday so well.
Dude, they have 25% cheeseburgers. How can you not pass that?
Loren, we want to know how you get what you want from Dal.
So for me, and I don't really do this specific thing anymore. I usually try to make it sound like it's his idea. But for a while, like when we were decorating our first house together, Dallas and I have completely different tastes in furniture and like living quarters and that sort of thing. So to get what I wanted, I knew he held his sister's, like what she thought.
Her taste
very high. So instead of me coming to him with a rug that I liked, I would say, oh, Shay sent me this rug for the living room, you should take a look at it. And because he thought it came from Shay, it was a good idea.
Great. Love that. Yeah. Really smart.
You know what I love is I remember I went furniture shopping with Loren up in High Point. And we were at Furniture Land. Which
this is my backup way that I deal with things.
This is the way I get it.
So there's an A and this is a B?
This is the B, and the B is so extreme.
If A doesn't work, I go straight to B.
We see this couch. And she calls him, and I guess you send him photos or something saying, hey, I want this couch. And I can hear him on the other end saying pretty much, no, it's not happening. And then she says, well, yeah, we're getting it, and you're going to get it. You're going to hop on board with it. You might as well, and something along the lines of, you might as well start liking it now with the photos.
You're like, we can vote on this like a democracy, but I'm getting it. Make it an anarchy and just buy it.
I'm buying it today.
A monarchy, yeah. 828 says, here's how I get what I want. I get annoying and I start throwing tantrums. It's how I ended up with seven animals.
Oh, gosh.
Producer Nicole, what about you? Like, if you needed something from dad, do you have a specific way that you could talk to dad to get what you wanted?
I don't know. That's not really my thing. I can't think of anything that I do that's like specific with that like in mind.
Yeah. Yeah. Like for me, if I have to call my parents and like I need something, like my hot water heater went out, I didn't want to dip into my savings account.
Oh, you're so annoying.
Do you want to know what I said to them or not? Or should I just pass?
We'll just take cold showers. I'm sure.
What's going on over there? Your grandchildren are shivering.
That's so dramatic.
The guilt.
Our hot water heater went out. Alas, we don't have the money right now to replace it. But that's okay, because I'll just warm up the hot water on the oven.
You're lying.
No, you didn't do that.
Dad, can we come over and take showers?
Honestly, with my parents, so what happens is my dad, like, automatically always comes to the rescue on stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like, I told him, I said, Dad, I'm getting a new hot water heater today. He wanted to come over. I'm like, the guys will be working here. He's like, how are you paying for it? I go, we have money. You know, we have an emergency fund. He goes, I'm going to give you something.
Whoa.
You save your money. And I was like,
Rich parents, hey.
Mm-hmm. My dad's just throwing it up in the air.
Can't take it with you.
Let's see. With my mom, I pull it off as my brother would do it. I don't know what that means. That's a text message.
Maybe the brother gets everything he wants.
Oh, yeah, yeah. 704 says cell phone privileges for the kids.
I don't know what that means.
Are they listening to a different show?
No, it means like if you won't do what I want, I'll take away your cell phone privileges. I read that perfectly because I'm still trying to figure out what the motivation is other than cookies for my son.
Right.
Like, what can I take away that you will listen to me?
Speaking of kids, it's smart. You call all the parents and you say, this is what the kids want. Mm-hmm. Like, the kids want you to come. So why don't you hang out with them while I go get, you know, go to Target or whatever. All right, we'll take more calls on that. How do you get what you want?
704-570-9595. Give us a phone call. We'll talk to you next.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
How do you get what you want? You know what to do. Maybe you know what to say. And it's going to go your way.
I am shocked that we haven't had one phone call on this or one text message about it. There's one thing for sure that I think all women say they could do to get what they want.
Oh. Are you moving furniture?
Yes.
I don't know.
It's a little red flaggy, though, isn't it?
I guess, but I'm just
shocked. Do the dishes, and I'll take care of you later.
But you know what? You laugh, but I'm surprised that we don't have any text messages saying that. You know, that's what a lot of women use.
All right, this is Anonymous in Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ren Morning Show.
Hi, I just want to give a shout out to my dad. He's like my hero. Like, he's the best dad anybody could ever really ask for. I know a lot of people feel that way about their dad, but my dad he's the best. Because he's always taught me, like, the greatest life lesson, which was you never allow somebody to borrow something that you can't take a loss on. So there's not a time that you can ask him for a loan or money, and he gives it to you and not expect it back. Like, that's just what he's always taught me. That's how he lives his life. Like, yeah, it's $1,000 he's going to give you. And even if you say, like, oh, I'm going to pay you back, he won't accept it back. So it has to be something he's willing to take a loss on and never expect it back, because that's just how he is.
All right, so let's say you need something from dad. How do you get it?
He's like my last resort. So my dad knows I'm super independent, very strong-willed. Like, I don't ask him for anything. Like, he needs to be, like, I will go through the 10 other family members, and my dad is like, he knows I'm his last resort. I kind of feel shame when I ask him of something, but I remember one day I needed something done to my car, and I just was, like, complaining about, like, oh, it's just so much money, I don't even know. You know, I'll get it, I'll pay for it next week, and he was like, that's kind of dangerous. Like, how much is it really? And I told him it was, like, $800, and then I needed, like, break something else, so he gave me $1,000. The thing about my dad was he didn't hand me the money. He, like, called the shop, he used his card, and then paid for it.
Oh.
He did it all for
Thanks,
you.
Anonymous. Yeah. See, some dads are like that, you know? Like, my dad is big on, you keep your money. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and I'm like, Dad, I have a living. I have a good living. And so does Amanda. Like, we do okay, you know? And he's like, no, you just, like, I have it now, and I'm retired, and
I don't have the bills. These families that are making it rain for the kids, I want to hop on board. Because if I called my parents, like, yeah, well, we have to pay $10,000 to get the new HVAC done. And they're like, wow, yeah, like, They'd be like, that sucks for you.
Tell us when it's done so we can come
visit.
Or
what my dad would say, so I'll come help you. But install it myself. He'd probably do that.
That's good.
It's kind of nice.
But they don't have $10,000 oozing from their checking accounts. Like your family does.
My dad, by the way, he's giving it out. He doesn't have that much.
See, but I just think that's like Roy just said, my dad could fix anything. So if I had ever complained to my dad about it, he would just fix it for me.
Which is my dad can't.
But that's
his way of helping.
I hate to say that's their way of loving you, but like that's their way of loving you.
Amen to that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Roy and Loren, Kiss 95.1.
All right, this is the best and worst cities for this. And it's for singles, by the way. For the best cities for singles, one South Carolina city does make this list.
Huh. We know Charlotte sucks for dating. We've heard that time and time again. In fact, in 2020, we had a big plan for a summer dating event, which thanks coronavirus for killing it. But we had a really good idea to help singles meet in person, by the way.
Well, for the 10 best cities for singles, a South Carolina city does make that list. A North Carolina city does make the list for the worst cities for singles. And rolling in for the best cities for singles at number 5, Columbia, South Carolina.
Huh.
Columbia is pretty cool. I'm not going to lie.
Then we move on up to the colder areas, Salt Lake City, Utah, Denver, Colorado.
These are the best?
These are the best cities for singles.
Now, Denver I can get down with.
What's their criteria, bud? Does it say?
Yeah. So with the criteria, they looked at, of course, more than 180 cities on 32 key indicators, which involved the single population, nightlife options, online dating opportunities, events, and more.
32 indicators?
Yeah, I mean, there's a ton.
Salt Lake gets a bad rap for their nightlife, but they actually have a really good bar scene. Yeah.
I mean, they look at everything from the gender balance to how many people are active on Tinder to economics, average salary.
And Columbia is the closest city to us on that list.
Yeah. Nice. Number 5. Now, number 2 goes to Atlanta, Georgia. And number 1, Madison, Wisconsin is the best place for a single.
Talk about random.
Right?
Wisconsin.
A lot of indoor activity up there when it's cold.
Now, let's move on down to the worst cities for singles. Now, rolling in at number 8, Winston-Salem, North Carolina is the worst place for singles. And by the way, I'm going to tell you some of these cities, and they just sound like they'd be horrible to date. Okay. Laredo, Texas at number 5. Warwick, Rhode Island at number 4.
And what's the population of that place?
Yeah.
2.
And they hate each other.
Yeah. Pembroke Pines in Florida.
Really? Yeah. That's right down by my mom's.
Oh, is it?
My aunt and good cousin grew up there.
I've never heard of Pembroke Pines.
Yep.
Brownsville, Texas, worst place for singles. Number 1 worst city for singles, Glendale, California.
Glendale, California. Why?
Right. Isn't Glendale like a... I don't know.
It's outside of Los Angeles, but
yeah.
I don't know.
I think that's where my brother lived for a minute.
Well, no wonder why. Vin had no luck out there.
Well, yeah. Also a pandemic.
True. Population is 191,000.
Oh, okay. So it's smaller.
It's the 4th biggest area in Los Angeles.
So I am surprised that I don't see Charlotte in the top 10.
I can't believe Charlotte didn't beat out Winston-Salem.
So stop complaining, people, that when you call in or when we do dump them or date them and everybody's like, date them, you can't find anybody in this town. We didn't make the worst top 10.
No. You could be saying, well, we could live in Warwick, Rhode Island. Mm-hmm.
Nicole, you ever date anybody from Winston-Salem?
No, but that's where I was yesterday.
Winston-Salem?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go see Grandma.
Yeah.
Does Grandma got a boo?
I mean, not... Now, no.
Oh.
My grandfather passed.
But she didn't meet anybody in the assisted living facility?
No.
Yeah, because I hear those assisted facility.
They're whipping a name in there. That's what I hear, too.
I hear it is a place to be.
You lived in Raleigh and in Charlotte. Which city's better for dating, do you think?
Ooh, to be honest.
Because Winston-Salem, I know you just walked into your studio. We were talking. Winston-Salem made the worst.
Okay.
One of the worst, top 10.
Yeah, I mean, I think just now Winston-Salem, like we drove through the downtown area yesterday.
Did it look sad?
No, it actually looked really cool. And I think it's come a long way. I think that Raleigh is less transplant-y than Charlotte.
Okay.
But it also, I've heard, I mean, it's completely different. Like Raleigh's LGBT scene, I think is completely better than Charlotte's. So if you're in that community, I think it's better. But I've also heard that straight people dating in Charlotte, that I've heard the men are awful here.
From our show, that's what we said. Like people call in all the time and they're like, you can't find anybody
compared to Raleigh. But then you have Raleigh and then you have your three universities. So it could be more college.
And The Bachelor from Raleigh.
By the way, speaking of the LGBTQ community.
He went to school in Winston-Salem, though.
Speaking of the community, my Winston-Salem story is that I was in Winston-Salem in October to see Billy Joel perform. It was a random day in October. And that's when their Pride Parade is.
A random day in October?
In Raleigh, ours is September.
I was like, what?
In the like during the week?
Well, one, Pride Month is June. So let's all agree that's the gays got June. So
well, Charlotte, out a little bit.
Charlotte does August.
Yeah.
And Raleigh does September.
And Winston-Salem does October. I'm like, isn't this like Breast Cancer Awareness Month? Like, what is going on?
Yeah. And people have their thoughts differently.
The Pride Parade in the city.
All right. Well, thank you for that list. We'll put the whole list up at kiss951.com, the best and worst cities for singles. Up next, though, we've got to open up the Bridezilla Chronicles. Someone's a little complainy about their gifts, Loren.
Oh.
We'll get into that.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
We always have a good time when we crack open the Bridezilla Chronicles.
Yeah, I like to hear how people are net jobs over the wedding. Well, I can't wait for me to become one. My wedding coming up.
Now, I will say that this person, after they posted a little rant on Facebook, had a split audience. Now, let me tell you what happened. This bride goes on Facebook, and she posts on Reddit's Bridezilla forums. Is it crazy? This is crazy to me that I'm writing my thank you cards, and I'm writing a total of 30 cards when we had over 100 guests. People apparently don't do wedding gifts anymore, question mark. Then she later edited it to say, we don't really care about the gifts. We already have everything that we need. We just think it's annoying that most of the people who came and didn't give gifts have also had events that we went to and gave them gifts. Weddings are expensive. We spent over $1,000 on beer for our guests, and they decided at the end of the night to take home leftovers without asking.
I'm choking over here. What?
Yeah, she says that this is just a rant, but it sparked conversation on both sides. People were on the fence about this.
I'm not.
What side are you on?
Bride. I thought on the surface, what was the title? Like, bride gets mad at no gifts?
Bride rants about not receiving enough gifts.
Oh, see, that title makes you sound...
Sure.
Like
really bridezilla. Well,
like, you're very bridezilla. But when you think about it, Loren, if you have 100 guests, Roy, at your wedding coming up, mm-hmm. you should have 100 thank you cards, or at least 95 thank you cards going out, I would think.
You would think. Yeah, you're right, because at surface, I was like, you shouldn't expect gifts. Mm-hmm. It is the common courtesy. Like, it is the courtesy to, I think it is, give a gift of the equal value of what your
plate
costed,
was, right.
Your plate costed the wedding. But, so at first I was going to be like, she's wrong for expecting it. And then when I found out that people are packing up food, leftover food to take home.
Yeah, who did you invite to this wedding?
Well, not only that, what did she say in that article where she said that she gave to a lot of these people
for
fundraisers and stuff that they threw?
Yeah, she said that I just find it annoying that people came and didn't bring gifts, although they've had events that we've gone to and we gave them gifts.
Yeah.
I assume other weddings, not necessarily fundraisers.
910 sent a text and said, I agree with this bride. Weddings are so expensive. A simple gift card would have done the job.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
How about this move? I went to an Indian wedding, and it was a massive wedding. They, by the way, have a wedding over days, mm-hmm. days long.
What a jam.
I mean, really.
Remember
is.
When Nick There's got married so to Priyanka? Fun. They went from country to country.
Oh, mm-hmm. I mean, it was so cool. But we had a gift, and we went the night of the reception. We were like trying to ask the bride and groom because we didn't see a gift table. We're like, we have a gift. What do we do for you? And he's like, well, just we'll figure it out later. Don't worry about it. Enjoy yourself. We'll find out. We'll find a place for it later. We never gave them a gift. We can never figure out how to give them this gift. Nobody would take the gift.
That is the most Seinfeld, Larry David type thing ever.
Hold on. So what did you do? You went home with the gift?
We went home with the gift. There was never a gift table. We asked around. We're like, hey, where'd you put your gift? They're like, we didn't bring a gift. You didn't bring a gift.
Did you sit? Well,
did
I
you
will
have it
say,
at the table and stuff with
yeah,
you?
Yeah, so we had a gift. We brought it back home.
A lot of people nowadays do ship.
And I think that's
your
what,
home.
That's what a lot of people did.
Yeah, because you have registries online and you have your address on there. So, like, when we go to a wedding, we don't ever take anything physically with us. We always ship something.
That's what everyone said, Loren. They're like, we just bought it off the registry.
Did you return it or ship it to them?
No, I think we kept it.
Oh my gosh. Roy's like, we tried.
Oh,
but
we
you know what?
Try.
Now we got a new blender and it's awesome.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Potty training is a real thing, especially in the Manny household right now. And when you do the potty training, Roy, you'll learn one day if you have children. And Loren, you know from Cash mm-hmm. and soon to be your son, Jackson. Part of the training is not just to get them to stop going in their diaper, but to get them to alert you when it's time to go. And Ruby.
Cash still won't go until like the absolute last minute sometimes.
Does he go on his own now or does he have to alert you and you guys have to help him?
No, he'll go on his own. But like he does the pee-pee dance sometimes and I can tell he has to go.
Yeah.
And I'm like, buddy, do you have to go to the bathroom? No potty. Mm. And then like all of a sudden he'll go potty time and run.
Yeah.
So Ruby has totally, especially this weekend and yesterday, was the little girl who cried poop.
Oh.
She would say, so first we put her on the potty, Roy, the very first time. It's going to be 3 weeks now today that she's been potty training.
Mm-hmm.
And to get her to sit on the potty and stop going in her diaper, we gave her the phone so she could sit there and learn to sit and you pee on the potty or poop on the potty. And so she would watch, like, I don't know, Minnie's Boutique or something on YouTube. There's a new video that everybody's into.
She's trying to get the prize.
It's called Baby John. So she's watching Baby John. Then after like a week, she'd go, sit on potty, watch phone.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, no, it's not a couch.
We went through that too.
You know, it's not a couch.
Sure.
It's a potty. You pee and poop and you go. So on Saturday night, we were sitting outside and she's like, pee, 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 pee. Well, like three times, me and Amanda ran in and put her on the potty. Stop socializing with our neighbors and stuff. And then she wouldn't do anything. She'd go, no potty, no potty, no pee. So Saturday night, she gets in the tub and she's like, poo, 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 poo. And we're like, uh-oh, you got to go poo, poo. And I'm like, no, she's been saying that
all day.
All day. Like, I'm not buying it. And Amanda's like, I don't know. I think we should get her out. Old Manny's like, dude, there's no poop. I'm not even joking. When all of a sudden you're like, oh, she pooped in the tub.
Then you got it. Not only do you have to drain the tub and redo the bath, but you have to like Clorox all the toys that were in there. It
is
a
my
whole
gosh.
Thing.
The toys were in the washer last mm-hmm. night, the washing machine with like bleach. So now like every time she says yes to pee, she goes on the potty, regardless if she's pulling her leg or not. But it's hard because you don't want to just keep going. Like,
this show is the best birth control out there. My God.
Remember when you came in this morning and you were like, I had a moment over the weekend
that
where I thought I wanted children.
No, I don't. I don't want any children ever. I
well, why did you think you did when you came in?
I don't know. Because it was my dad's 50th.
He was in his feels.
I was like, you know, and it's so nice that he's so young and I'm so young. And you know what I mean? Like, he's not. I don't know. I liked it. I was like, maybe
you were
I should.
Thinking of your nieces that were with grandpa.
Yeah, family. I don't know. But now I'm hearing that you have to Clorox a bathtub. No.
Yeah, dude. And not only that, like you have to listen to the kids every time they say that she, you know, when she says she has to pee or poop, you got to believe her. Like you can't trump her like I did. Like, right. No, she doesn't have to.
Yeah.
Easy. No need to get pulled.
No need to get pulled.
No need to get political.
We had.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Trumping didn't come from his name, did it?
I don't know.
Like no. The word, like I'm throwing down my Trump card. That's not him, is it?
I don't know. I don't,
know.
I don't know either. Okay. I didn't mean it politically, though, but whatever.
We had to switch from the iPad to something that Cash got at the end, like after he actually went, because he would want to do what you were saying. So we had to change it from the iPad to like a balloon.
Mm.
And he only got the balloon if he did something in the potty.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because otherwise we'd just sit there for hours and watch TV.
Yeah. Sorry, now I'm Googling where the Trump card saying came from.
I've never even heard of the trump card, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
Trump card is the winning card. If you play a trump card during a game of spades, it means that you took the whole deck. In other words, you'll pick up every card on the table. Trump card comes from an old card game called Triumph.
Okay. So it has nothing to do with Donnie.
Right. Nothing political. Let me see. Is there a Biden card?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
I like this article. We found it on a website called Vice. What your selfie says about you. What kind of selfies do you typically take, Loren? I know, like, your blog photos are not selfies.
Yeah.
You take selfies with the kids?
Yeah, I take selfies with the kids.
Yeah, my selfies are usually like I'm smiling or like look what's going on around me selfie, you know, like the world's falling apart.
I would say like pre-COVID, obviously, like vacation selfies were a big thing for me. Like, you know, if you're somewhere and it's pretty cool, but nobody's there to take a photo for you, like you might take a selfie with the background over your shoulder.
Right. Roy, when you take a selfie, what's typically your props or what are you taking a selfie of?
I'm trying to think of whenever selfies to me seems like something that was like so 2015 and prior. You know, people just don't really do selfies much anymore.
I don't know.
You don't think
a lot of selfies in cars are on my timeline.
In car, maybe if you're in a vehicle or up next to someone. But outside of that, I feel like everyone says, hey, can you take a photo of me?
Yeah. You and Sterling don't have a selfie of the two of you?
I'm sure we do somewhere.
Yeah.
Date night selfies, maybe. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, definitely probably a selfie with my fiance or my dog. My dog generates the most likes, so I'll try to do selfies with my dog.
To generate the likes?
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah.
Here's some popular selfie techniques, and the website Vice says this is what it says about you. If you're doing a selfie where you're holding a beer or a wine in front of like a funny sign, it says you're uncomfortable posting pictures of yourself online, but feel too young to give up social media. If we continue to scroll through your feed, you'll probably have some pics of having beers with the boys or wine with the gals. A picture of your dog is possibly too. However, you most likely are a fun person who doesn't want to take things too serious, including your selfies. How about the selfie in the dirty mirror with a deadpan expression? It says here you probably came from a bit of money that came in handy to help you when you went to art school.
That sounded creepy.
That did sound weird. I don't know anybody who posts selfies in a dirty mirror.
Yeah, I don't even understand that.
Because I think you guys are too old.
Okay.
Like, when you think about it, if you go to the Insta of, like, say, somebody in their early 20s or maybe even their late teens, they're getting ready to go out. You know what I mean? And like taking a picture of their outfit or something, of their necklace. I don't know.
I would be so hung up on the dirty mirror. I'd be like, clean your mirror.
Let's see. How about a candy crying selfie?
I have seen those very recently gain popularity when somebody is trying to share something of a hardship.
Yep. And that's what they say. Like, if you see that, make sure you DM the person because obviously
sure
they're going through a hard time. It's their way of expressing something they don't have the words to say. And then the last one, these are what your selfie says about you. Couple selfies only. If couple selfies dominate your stories, they most likely include a caption of, can't believe I get to spend my life with this one. Or maybe a few kissing face emojis. These pics will be there for all your friends to see for a solid few months until they mysteriously disappear, only to replace with the new crop featuring you and another significant other with the same lines. That's funny. You know, what do we say about producer Nicole and her longtime girlfriend, Lauren, when they went to Thailand together? There's a ton of pictures, but that basically was the end of their relationship.
Yeah.
And then she left the pictures but took off the descriptions. Is that what it was?
That's actually a lie because there were no photos from Thailand. And that's what all
they
of
would,
my...
They would take each other's photos.
Yeah, we had zero pictures together in Thailand.
But you guys didn't delete them and she didn't delete them from her Insta. She just took off the captions. Is that what it was?
Yeah, she left all of our pictures together for like the 4 years, but she went back and deleted all the captions.
That's a funny move.
That requires so much more work.
Yeah, like just delete the photos.
Well, she doesn't want to.
Yeah.
You know, it's history. It's something that happened, but maybe they're, that, you know, to put like, hey, I love you so much.
Yeah, her new girlfriend probably wouldn't like that so much.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Who could tell the difference?
Jesus Christ. Come on.
I'm sorry.
I thought we moved on.
No.
You know, I got their 2.0 in there when I can.
Dating someone just like you.
They're doing great.
The MRL Morning Show.
Loren, are you behind this?
Tell me what it is. I'll tell you if I'm behind it.
It's wine at home with American Airlines. So American Airlines, and I guess other airlines also, took a beating in 2020, obviously not just with flights being dropped, but they have an extensive collection of undrank wine. Mm-hmm. And so our home base, American Airlines here in Charlotte, they have done something called the Flagship Cellars. They've launched with Flagship Cellars an at-home wine experience.
Can I use my frequent flyer miles that I'm not able to use on flights or I don't want to use on flights right now towards the wine?
I didn't see that in the article.
Okay, because if I could do that, I can get down with it. But I'm not going to lie, I'm kind of a wine snob.
Well, they... but they use like 60 different master sommeliers or whatever.
Sommeliers.
They've used 60 different sommeliers to help pick out their wines each year.
Okay.
So the new at-home experience includes a flexible monthly subscription, 3 bottles for $99, as well as build your own case option, both of which claim to offer high-quality wines at savings.
There's got to be at least $20 bottles if it's 3 bottles for $99, right?
There is a $27 bottle that usually sells for $40. There's a New Zealand Marlboro Special Selection Sauvignon Blanc for $15.99, but usually sells for $25.
Mm-hmm.
An Oregon Pinot, $27, usually sells for over $30.
I would try it.
Yeah, and customers earn 2 AAA Advantage mile points for every dollar purchased.
Right, but I want to be able to use my miles on it, too. I appreciate that I can accrue them.
I don't know. Now there's another article where you can use your points for more than just flying. Look into it.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to look into it because I have miles and they're set to expire
at some point. Yeah.
And they're like, well, we're not renewing it past this day. And I'm like, well, I'm not flying because there's a pandemic.
Well, this article here on Eater.com says credit card, like reward points can be used on a whole bunch of different stuff. And I guess it's also reward points for airlines.
Okay.
So you can look into it. The other thing I wanted to mention, the Miami Heat are allowing fans into their arena to watch basketball.
I have a whole question about the Super Bowl, by the way, like how that whole thing's going to work.
With the COVID?
Yeah.
Isn't the Super Bowl, where is it this year?
It's in Tampa.
Oh, it's outdoors, though.
Yeah, but, I mean, they're still not going to pack every seat, right?
Tampa gets to play in their home stadium this year for the Super Bowl?
Yeah, isn't
that cool? That is cool.
I'm pretty sure it's in Tampa.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
So I guess there'll just be a lot of empty seats.
Yeah.
But imagine how much more expensive those tickets are going to be. And Super Bowl tickets are really expensive in general.
Yeah. Well, now
it's just going to be celebrities.
Probably, yeah. The Miami Heat basketball team, they're going to use coronavirus sniffing dogs to screen fans going into their arena.
Do y'all buy that
fake
a dog can
news.
Sniff?
Remember we talked about cancer sniffing dogs a while ago?
I don't necessarily buy that either. I don't know.
Really? The team's website says people as well as people in their party will not be allowed in the arena if the dog flags them.
I think dogs can, like, tell if there's something off, but I don't know if they can specifically tell, like, cancer from corona.
Well, because dogs can detect when your blood pressure or your blood sugars aren't right and you're about to pass out.
You should know that. You're taking your dog right now, Callie, to get...
She's in service dog school. They could detect cortisol. So if you're about to have an anxiety attack, they could smell it.
But they know the difference between that and your, like, blood pressure crashing?
Well, they just...
can sense that something's off, right?
It's just what you train them on. I mean, it's not like they know both and then they have to figure out what's what.
Hmm.
It's just that, oh, well, this dog has only been trained to sniff out cancer, or this dog has only been trained to...
Yeah. On December 10th, CNN did an article on it, too. Dogs can be trained to detect COVID-19 by sniffing human sweat.
Hmm.
Detection dogs are already common in airports and public places, but specifically dogs trained to detect infectious diseases, including colon cancer, malaria, and Parkinson's disease are becoming more popular.
Okay.
Why would you want to have an airport dog try to detect Parkinson's?
Well, maybe those dogs are not at the airport.
Oh, you know okay. What I mean? You're just saying in general. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, why is there why
sir,
is the
you
airport?
Can get on the flight, but you have Parkinson's. Sir, you can't get on the flight. You don't have Parkinson's, but you have corona.
Listen, I don't want to be going to vacation and get diagnosed with cancer while getting onto the airplane, you know? Like, I don't want the dogs to tell me things.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. 804 texted in and said the Super Bowl is having 7,500 vaccinated healthcare workers attending. Each team, including Charlotte, gets to the Panthers. They get to pick and choose which medical frontline heroes we want to send, and it's four of them.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And they get to go for free?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's a good way to salute those guys and gals.
That is really cool. Now I got to go pick up a job as a nurse so I can get
and you got to get you a corona sniffing dog. You're getting Cali to be practiced and become a pro on all the wrong things.
Yeah.
All right.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Hey, Loren, what's going on in Hollywood?
You know, fans always have an eagle eye when something new comes out on TV. Like, remember during Game of Thrones, fans spotted a cup of coffee in the background on a table.
Starbucks.
Yeah, it was a Starbucks cup. Well, fans did the same thing with this Bridgerton, which is a big hit.
Yeah.
I guess in the opening scene, there's a horse-drawn carriage on a cobblestone road, which isn't the problem because it fits the 1800s. The issue that they're having is the yellow lines that are marking the street. There were no yellow lines back in the day.
It was very odd when the old carriage had to wait at a red light.
Right.
I mean, listen, if you really want to break down Bridgerton, they're using Ariana Grande as music. So, you know, I think there's bigger issues.
Remember I told you guys last week I felt weird about watching it because there was some moving furniture scenes and the characters are so young.
Yeah.
I was up like thinking about this and I actually Googled it because I was like, how old are these characters supposed to be? And I feel a little bit better about it now.
Okay, how
so
old are they?
So Daphne, like the main character, is I believe 21. Colin, the brother who proposes to somebody as well, is 20. And then there's a couple characters that are like 16 and 17 that are just like coming onto the scene.
Okay.
But they're not having moving furniture scenes.
You were
at this
afraid
point.
That it was a little too.
Yeah, I thought it was a little risque, personally. Yeah. But
it didn't bother me. That's how sick I am. Well, it didn't affect me at all.
Everyone looks really young. But, you know, I'm also getting to this weird age where a lot of people look younger than me.
Bro.
Like, I saw a cop, and I'm like, you can have a gun?
That's the thing, is, like, I'm almost 46, Loren. Everybody's younger than me. I can't dial down the age exactly.
But. I know. It makes me feel better that they're a little bit older than I thought they were. Anyway, did you guys see that Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker are heating up?
Mm-mm.
The relationship, they've been dating since December, and they're trying to keep it casual, but they're definitely showing some affection towards each other, so we'll keep our eye on that for you. And sadly, if you did not see it on social media over the weekend, on Saturday, Larry King passed away.
That's sad. I thought for sure he was going to make it through, because I remember he was like in ICU, and then he was out of ICU.
Yeah, he was in ICU with COVID, and then they said he's home resting. And
then he turned the corner.
He died, but he was 87. And I used to listen to Larry King in New York on the radio in the middle of the night sometimes when I was a kid underneath the covers. I never knew what he was talking about, but
yeah.
I was too young, but I just remember his voice. And he's also in Ghostbusters.
He is.
Great scene.
Walk-on scene, yeah. Anyway, a lot of celebrities are paying their tribute to him as well. So if you want to see that and more celebrity gossip, you can head to kiss951.com.
It sucks because he was like one of the old time.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like journalists.
Interviewed
and
everybody.
Everyone.
You can name it. He interviewed him. And
I got to interview him years ago and I asked him how he prepared for his interviews.
Yeah.
And he said, do the minimum because you find out everything you can during the interview. That's the whole, if you know things, then you have no interview.
Sure. What he's saying is to listen to the person's responses. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right, right. Like, he doesn't need to know what your middle name is. He's going to ask you, and you can maybe get a story there.
Yeah, otherwise you're just queued up to the next question.
Didn't That's he my go voice. Through, like, wives, like I go
Seven.
Through diets?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
I mean, I've gone through, like, 5 different diets in my life. That guy's constantly. Hmm.
7.
I mean, he must have a good salary to afford all 7 of them.
Well,
you know he's paying for all of them.
Very true. He also, you know, lived quite... I mean, when you get to be that old...
Yeah, and when you get to be that old and rich, I imagine marriage, it doesn't matter.
How old was he?
He pretty much went through a woman a decade.
Yeah!
How old was he? He was so old that he literally smoked during his TV interviews. Like,
right.
Back in the day when they had... You know, like before he made CNN in 85, mm-hmm. like he was on a different interview show in the 70s. Mm-hmm. And they would smoke. He got a light.
Yeah, it was different times, man. All right, cool. Anything else we're in?
Nope. You can head to kiss951.com for the All rest.
Right. We got your chance to win $10,000 plus that $500 bonus with the Kiss Cash Code coming up in about 15 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.